Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Rachel True.
And I'm Trent Venegas.
And you're listening to Quoting Gene Roddenberry,
the 100-day podcast that celebrates what would have been the 100th birthday of the man that created Star Trek.
Each day between now and the end of our podcast,
August 19th,
one of Star Trek's biggest icons,
or celebrity fans,
or both, we'll be quoting Gene Roddenberry.
Then we're going to take a deep dive into why we think this sci-fi legend still has a lot to say to the world. Today's quote is read by Star Trek Voyager actor Ethan Phillips.
This is my way of reminding people that in the future, if we don't take our essential humanity, if we don't take our sense of humor with us, those futures aren't going to be worth a damn.
We want to welcome our guest this week, writer and comedian Joey Clift.
Excited to be back. I just got to say, if you listened to the last episode, that Trent is still here with us means he did not get struck by lightning. So we're in the clear.
Praise.
Trent is still here.
Praise
from
Zeus.
Zeus did not attack him. But Joey, yeah. I would think this is right up your alley. And also, it's right up mine. It's partially why I loved Star Trek so much as a little kid, because it had humor unlike there was a superhero movie where there was not one drop of humor in the 2.5 to 4 hours I watched it. And I just want to say humor is a universal way to connect with people.
Yeah, I think that this quote, actually, I'm gonna go the other way. I'm gonna say this quote's very wrong. Speaking as a comedian, all jokes are trash. If we got rid of all jokes, we'd be better as a species. My profession should not exist past my generation.
Wait, Joey, I actually have a question for you. Are all jokes passive aggressive? To a certain extent, they are, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I think that all jokes have a little bit of spite in them.
They do. I actually, because like I'm a super aggressive chick. And this guy was like, "You're passive aggressive." And I was like, "I'm not. I'm aggressive. And then I went, "Oh, it's because I'm funny." Because you have to be able to take a thing, subvert it in your head all within half a second to spit out a joke. And I guess that's passive aggressive, but that's not what Mr. Roddenberry was talking about. Mr. Roddenberry was saying, what do you think, Joey?
Yeah, well, I think that, like, just to your note about all jokes being a little bit passive aggressive, I think that, like, what a laugh is a laugh is, like, it's a, you know, in terms of, like, scientific stuff, it's like your brain's acknowledgement of a deflation of tension. So, like, because of that, the reason that all jokes are a little bit passive aggressive is, like, by doing that, you're like building up the tension that you're then releasing with like a punchline or something like that.
Interesting.
Right. But by their nature, that's what they are. And then I felt bad about it. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to feel bad that I'm a funny chick who uses humor to to charm my way through life.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's definitely like if you play D&D, it's like we're all bards with like high bluff stats. Like we're rolling 20s with our jokes, basically. But I think that this quote's spot on. I think that a sense of humor is really important because, you know, exactly what you said, Rachel, it's like it allows us to connect with other people. Like, you know, if you're working in an office with a group of people, you're not going to like relate on like the tragic trauma that you've gone through in your life. You're going to be relating on like a funny quote you saw on Family Guy or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you are if you're a millennial.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, what I really love about this quote that Ethan Phillips is the one who's reading it. And if you're a Voyager fan like I am, you know that he played Neelix. And Neelix was a funny character. He had a lot of heart. I think he had a lot of humanity, even though he was a Talaxian. He wasn't human. He kind of looked like Snarf from Thundercats. Like that's how he reminded me of when I first saw him. But I know a lot of people, and I'm in a few Star Trek groups on Facebook. And, you know, people are very free with their opinions on Facebook. And Neelix gets a lot of hate. People don't really like that character. And I think that's I love that character. He is a perfect example, or he's a very good example of exhibiting humanity not being a human. So for me, like, humanity is like love and care for people. And he's a funny character. He's a little bit of a buffoon. But as the series continues, he gets stronger and he grows a little bit out of that silly kind of character that he had in the beginning. And it shows this arc of character growth. So that's why I love that Ethan's the one who's reading this quote.
Oh, he's super, super talented guy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm going to say Neelix, this is maybe a controversial opinion. He's a real fashion plate. His outfits are great. He's got drip. His haircut is like straight out of a 1970s punk show. Like,
yes.
I'm going to stand Neelix. I'm going to stand Neelix. Oh, actually, yeah. Trent's rocking the Neelix haircut right now.
I have a little Neelix going on right now.
Oh, heck yeah.
One thing I want to jump in, I was thinking about with humor, and I don't know that this is at all what Mr. Roddenberry was speaking of, but often through history, you know, people, like when we look at Claudius, right? Mm-hmm. I love history. And we look at Claudius, if anyone's read the book, I Claudius, or seen the TV show, Claudius played the fool, you know, and survived way longer than any of his other relatives. And he got to be emperor, you know, basically by doing that. And I think there's a way to diffuse things, as you were saying, Joey, with a sense of humor. You can get the attention off you and onto something else with a sense of humor. So in a way, humor is diplomacy to a certain extent when it's not too passive aggressive.
Yeah, I think that, like, I mean, to go to, I guess, just like base humanity, like humor is just as much of a survival mechanism as being buff is. Like, it's something where, you know, like speaking as somebody that, like, I'm like 5'10 and weigh 120 pounds and I've been this weight for, you know, a good chunk of my life. I'm not a very strong guy. I know I sound like I'm buff and burly, but I'm just not a very buff and burly guy. So my, like, survival method on, like, growing up, you know, like on, you know, like a res in Washington State was definitely just like, I was the one with the jokes. I was really good at roasting people. I was really good at, like, deflecting. And, like, it's something where, like, it's, you know, it's diplomacy. It's the ability to, you know, like, get people on your side. It's the ability to, like, you know, in my adult life, like, tackling complex issues in a way that people understand that's not preachy. You know, it's like, it's something that I think is just like an important mechanism of being human, you know?
I completely agree. I think humor is such an important survival tool. It helps us to adapt to pretty much any situation. If you're thinking about explorers and space exploration in general, I think there was an episode in Star Trek Enterprise when it's very early on in, you know, Starfleet going out into space and the technology wasn't quite right there. They were only going warp 5 and they didn't even have shielding at that point. And, you know, when things go wrong and it looks like they're not going to make it, they might not make it to the next planet to get refueled or whatever. They rely on humor to get them through it. Like, in their last moments, they're laughing and they're telling jokes because it's a way to survive the situation they're dealing with now. And then thankfully and invariably, they are rescued. So yeah, I mean, but humor being a very important survival tool, I think, is at the heart of what Gene is saying here.
And the other part of this quote is we have to bring our humanity and our humor, right? So again, I'm having a cynical week, I think, and it's only today. What is our humanity, right? Because I, as you guys said, it's all these great qualities, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not actually too. It's also these other qualities that aren't so great, right? That we've all experienced. So I know that's not what Gene's talking about, but sometimes I worry, like, the, you know, because there's all this talk in the news these days about, well, they're releasing the papers and we've been contacted by aliens or aliens. And I have this impending doom, like, not about contacting the aliens, something, them doing something terrible, but us just being horrible to them, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, we're going to do, like, a Borat impression at an alien that just doesn't get it. And we're going to be like, hey, welcome to Earth, my wife. And they're going to be like, destroy all humans.
They're going to be like, zap, zap.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we're going to kill it with our bad humor. But also, I don't know. I worry about I think our humanity is being empathetic, being kind, you know, all of those things. But I also think it's our humanity is greed. You know, we seem to be very greedy people. And I'd like to think that that's not the truth of us. But what do you guys think?
No, I don't think that's the truth of us either. I mean, yes, there are terrible people. I mean, absolutely, there are terrible people. But for me, humanity is what speaks to the best of us. You know, sharing one of the last two rolls of toilet paper for someone who is just as in need as you are during a pandemic, or, you know, stopping to help an elderly person cross the street. I mean, just the act of caring for someone that doesn't necessarily benefit you, or you're doing it because you see someone in need, that to me is what I think Gene is talking about when he talks about, like, our humanity.
For sure.
When just the way that, like, oftentimes humor works in, you know, in comedy writers' rooms is, like, there's things called up punches and down punches. A down punch is making a joke about somebody that's, you know, like going through some stuff, who's like, you know, on a lower socioeconomic ladder than you. It's basically like taking a cheap shot at somebody that maybe doesn't deserve it. Mm-hmm. Whereas like an up punch is making jokes about, you know, the Elon Musks of the world, or people that are, you know, billionaires, people that are well to do. And I think that, like, in keeping your humanity in mind and humor, it's just acknowledging, oh, like, where, making sure that your empathy is placed in the right places, making sure that you do have empathy, that you're helping people that are less fortunate than you, things like that. And I think that that's what he's talking about with this quote.
For sure. I mean, it's actually a pretty lovely quote, because like I started off saying, I am turned off by some of the space and superhero movies today that are so bone dry, as if we are reenacting, you know,
the DC Cinematic Universe.
No, I don't know. I mean, it just depends. But I know for me, in some of the toughest, worst, weirdest times of my life, absurd things have happened that have made me giggle. Even though my back is against the wall and nothing is going right, something funny or crazy or silly or absurd and breaks, like we were talking about earlier, it breaks the tension, right? Mm-hmm. And so I know it's important. I worry a bit about humanity and our manifest destiny for space. I think we all know it wasn't necessarily, it's not something we would do today, right? Go in and conquer another country. Well, we do it all the time, but we wouldn't necessarily do that, right? So I wonder, though, if we will shift when we go, when we really develop the ability to go to outer space. I don't know. I'd like to think that we will keep what we've learned in the hundreds of years. But I what do you guys think? Because I think we could go a little nuts if we discover a planet made of diamonds, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean, just I hope we don't do manifest destiny in space. That would be horrible. Yeah, I think that to your point, like, it's important to keep your humanity, but it's important to keep your empathy for, like, other races, other beings, other life forms that aren't even humans. So it's like, if we find a planet that's made of diamonds, but there are a bunch of, like, real cool cat monsters that live there, they're all super nice, we shouldn't, you know, put all of them in a cat blender because we want their diamonds. You know,
said we shouldn't, but I just thought they're going to. What are they going to do with that cat? Those cats are goners. Those cats are at a no-kill shelter right now.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, but it's just like looking at it as like, oh, like all other, everything else has the same right to live that you have. You know?
Well, I feel like we've talked about this a few times where, you know, I think we'll get there. And I absolutely believe that Gene believed humanity would get there. I don't think we're there yet. I think if there was a planet made out of diamonds, we would absolutely do the wrong thing. But, you know, maybe by the 23rd century, maybe by the time we've hopefully matured past our petty squabbles here on Earth, as Gene mentioned in an earlier quote, maybe we will be ready someday. And I have to believe that, because I think Gene is right. If all we're going to do is take the mess that we have now into space, the future won't be worth a damn. We have to remember to keep it positive, remember our humanity, and always, always, always keep our humor.
I'm just going to say that if we find a planet covered in diamonds that's populated by cat monsters, and we try to get rid of those cat monsters, I'm going to side with the cat monsters. I'm going to be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No, man. Those cat monsters have the sovereign right to exist that we do.
No, for sure. Anyway, thank you so much, Joey, for joining us again. We have you for one more episode, don't we?
I think it's two more episodes.
Yes, we do.
Oh, we have you for a couple more episodes. And also, you guys, check out the show Joey works on. It is called Joey, fill them in a little bit.
It's called Spirit Rangers. It's a really good show. It's on. It's coming out on Netflix, I believe, in 2022. It's the first ever show in the history of United States animation to be about a Native American family, created by a Native showrunner, the genius Shumash writer Carissa Valencia. It has an all-Native writers' room, and it's just a really cool show that I'm excited to be a part of, and I'm excited for everybody to see when it comes out.
Joey, any humor? Is there any humor interspersed on the show you're working on?
Oh, no. Every scene stone cold serious. Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's got a ton of jokes. It's super funny.
No, we're seeing great. Great. All right. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Quoting Gene Roddenberry.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on today's quote. So tweet us, post us, DM us, whatever.
We're at Roddenberry on Twitter and Facebook, and at Roddenberry Official on Instagram.
Quoting Gene Roddenberry is a Roddenberry podcast hosted by me, Rachel True.
And me, Trent Venegas. Producing are Claire Kramer and Kelsey Goldberg, with executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Engineering and editing are provided by Elizabeth Joy Windham.
And special thanks to all those who were kind enough to read a quote and give a voice to Gene Roddenberry's everlasting words.
Live long and prosper.